Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Once again, we're tuning in live. KISW proudly presents Live Day going down Friday night, December 13th. This time around, Showbox Soto is the venue. Everything live, Daily Mix Show. The men's room will be live. All the sound effects, all the music, the commercials, every single thing will be done live on stage. And you'll take part with our live studio audience. Not only that, the show will be broadcast live right here on these very airwaves.
Glad we found that out.
Friday night will be a good one to do it, so hopefully you can join us. Tickets are on sale now for Live Day at KISW.com.
We honestly did not know it was going to be broadcast. Cass was like, dude, it's going to be broadcast. So the question we originally had scheduled when it wasn't going to be broadcast is, what the F is wrong with your face? But we're going to change that now.
Have to make it FCC friendly.
By the way, Miles, just real quick, as everyone who is possibly listening to this radio program has texted in, you have to count the Gulf states as well to hit 23 states bordering an ocean.
All right. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Right, because it's the Gulf of Mexico, but it's still an ocean.
Yeah, look, I was wrong. Don't believe a word that comes out of my mouth.
Like, I can swim.
My name's not even Steve, it's Terry.
Terry. I could go swim in Elliott Bay, but technically I'm still swimming in the Pacific Ocean.
Sure.
This Big Dummy's kind of like the Wikipedia of trivia shows.
Yeah, all right, hold on.
It's more or less accurate.
Okay. Right. So how far can you go upstream then? In other
before
words, you're
not
saying,
in the ocean.
Right, you can say, like, okay, you're halfway up Alabama. I'm in the Mississippi River. I'm technically in the Gulf of Mexico.
Once you cross the land you're in the river.
To me, you're swimming in the Pacific Ocean. Once you get to about the locks, boom, you're heading up.
So Lake Washington doesn't count if we cut across Fremont there.
That's fresh water.
Yeah.
Now, Lake Union's brackish.
Yeah.
But, like, rivers, you know, the mouth of it dumps into, like, the ocean.
Right.
Like, what's the famous one down in Oregon, right? The Columbia River into the ocean. Rough waters. I feel like once I get in, it's like, okay, now you're in the river, that's done.
Okay.
All right. Brackish or not.
Okay, so if I'm in Portland, I am no longer in the Pacific Ocean.
No.
Okay.
Oh, right, because now you're in the river.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just kind of making this up on the fly.
Yeah, no, but I like it.
Well, there's a small little gap in the Mediterranean Sea.
I'm trying to picture
Gibraltar, basically. It's a small little
I feel like once you cross the Strait of Gibraltar, they'll just say you're technically in the Mediterranean, no longer connected to the ocean.
Right. But it's still the Atlantic Ocean.
I guess.
This is why we can't take this trivia show seriously.
Well, I'm just saying, it's the Mediterranean Sea, but it's still the Atlantic Ocean water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
All right. Mm-hmm. Shark attacks, I got all that?
No, killer whales. Killer whales are older than that, man. Sinking boats. Miles, you ready? You love them. You know them.
Let's go.
Eastwood, welcome to the men's room.
Oh, God.
Hola, bichola.
Hola. Eastwood, are you sober or not sober? Come on.
I believe I'm not sober.
You believe?
I believe you're not sober, too.
Okay. Are you in the public library again, Eastwood?
No, I'm down here sitting in front of the not-so-little-little creek. I went in to cash my tickets. I bet Detroit and Minnesota's underdogs last week, and I pulled in 149. I got money on the line. I took you guys' Ravens, man.
That's a good call.
Okay. All right. Well, sounds like you're doing pretty well on your bets.
The Ravens, I'm giving up 2.5 points, and I matched them up with the Vikings. And I get 3.5 points.
All right.
Okay. And then I bet the Vikings straight up for $100, and I'm giving up 3.
Are you talking about tonight's game?
Yeah, tonight's game. I'm giving up 3.
Who are they playing tonight?
The Rams.
Okay. For the life of me, I couldn't remember.
Yeah, the Rams, 2-4 Rams.
Okay, Eastwood. Our men's room poll, you got two.
You guys are playing the Browns, man. I mean, come on, man.
That's why they're like, oh, so-and-so's not going to play this week for an injury. I'm like, they're taking the day
off. It's fine. It's fine.
Congratulations, Ted, man, on your Redskins, man. Your Commanders, man.
I'm not.
Leading the division,
I'm
man.
Not a Commanders fan.
The number one quarterback in football. He had the number one rating for a rookie quarterback the first game of the season, man. He's
Eastwood, I love you, but I'm a Seahawks guy. Commanders could burn in hell for all I care.
Wow.
Oh, come on, man. I love the Seahawks, too, and I'm a Raiders fan, for Christ's sakes. Look at who I'm picking.
You're not betting on them. Don't bet on them.
But, I, you know, I'm Daryl LaMonica, you know, Chad Hendricks, old days, man.
Okay.
Zach.
All right, Eastwood, you got to put a vote in on our men's room poll. Eliminate one. Daylight saving time, cleaning, Valentine's Day, or getting sick?
Well, this is kind of morbid, but it would be my best friend, Finn Dog. He Thanksgiving offered me $20 for the meal and told me he'd be happy to stay with me. And then on February 14th, he committed suicide. So I do wait Valentine's Day any day of the week.
Okay.
Thank you for the pick-me-up.
Yeah.
Just say Valentine's Day next time. Damn.
He's a good guy, man. It was his time. It happens, man. You know. It's life.
All right.
Live it and go on.
Okay.
Bet on the Ravens.
All right, Eastwood. Here is your question. It's multiple choice, all right? A guy by the name of Matthew Webb. He was the first man to swim what? The English Channel, the Bering Strait, Lake Michigan, or Lake Washington?
I just go for oddball, go Lake Washington.
English Strait.
The English Channel.
English Channel.
Or the English Channel.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking, but, you know, what the hell. Lake Washington's my lake, you know. I'm a Seattle boy, so.
Then we gather
you guys
that.
Are the-
you guys remember when Tom Green swam across Lake Washington?
Yeah, I do.
Right, I didn't live out here. Just, I still loved it. The dude on the shore is like, yeah, we did it as Boy Scouts.
Yeah, exactly.
It was part of the mile swim badge.
I was a child when I did it, but cool, cool. All right, your question. Mitch Mitchell and Noel Redding were two members of what rock trio?
What rock trio? I don't know. Peter, Paul, and Mary. I don't know.
Not the Raiders.
Come on, Miles. Mitch Mitchell.
That's an answer. Come on,
it's not Cream, obviously.
He has a brother named Leon. The Jimi Hendrix Experience.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Duh.
Really?
Yeah, what? Really.
I'm not making that up.
Yeah,
well, I always think Buddy Miles, Band of Gypsies. Like, there's a bunch of...
Buddy Miles is awesome, dude. But, have you heard his solo stuff?
No.
But it is sick, dude. You'd love it.
Really?
Really good. All right, Eastwood, your question. Pizza the Hut was a villain in what movie?
Pizza the Hut.
Pizza the Hut.
Pizza the Hut. It was a spoof movie for Mel Brooks.
Blazing Saddles.
Ah, not bad. Spaceballs.
Spaceballs.
What did they name the Vader character in that? The Rick Moranis character?
It was like Dark Helmet.
Dark Helmet.
Dark Helmet.
Dark Helmet.
Big Helmet.
Big Helmet.
It's a big helmet.
Big helmet.
Okay. Yeah, I've never seen Star Wars, but I do like Spaceballs.
It's hilarious.
Probably a lot of jokes I don't get, but still a good movie.
All right, Eastwood, what two letters in Scrabble have the highest point value? What two letters in Scrabble?
X and Z?
See, I'll say Q and X.
Q and Z.
Oh, Q and Z.
Yeah, I thought X as well. But...
Miles, I didn't know you were Q and X.
Yes, very much so.
I'm a Q and Z guy.
I got one of them.
All right, Eastwood, what is the last word in the Ernest Thayer poem, Casey at the Bat?
The last word?
Yep, the final word.
Out?
You got
yeah.
it.
Damn. There you go, man.
Yep. What is the final saying there? I mean, do they have, like, is it like a sentence? It's like legendary, or is it just like out because he struck out?
He struck out. So I don't know if it's one long-ass sentence or if it's just then the umpire said out.
Yeah. Okay, game is Big Dummy, 206-803.
Big Dummy!
Bud Light Julie, welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola. Julie, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right,
oh, Julie. Miles, yes. But there was no joy in Mudville. Mighty Casey has struck out.
Aha.
There we go. By the way, Julie, we told Ted not to mention your hands.
Oh, well, thank you now that you did.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. Well, it's getting to be wintertime. All right, Julie, you're going to eliminate one. Daylight saving time, cleaning, Valentine's Day, or getting sick?
Daylight saving time.
Okay, let's go.
All right, Julie.
Really? Yeah.
Here is your question. It's multiple choice. Marvin Lee Adey is better known as what artist? Moby, Meatloaf, Flea, or Slash? Marvin Lee Adey.
I think, is that Moby?
Say it again. Marvin?
Marvin Lee Aday.
So, oh, it's Slash.
Nope, he's Saul Hudson, and I'm not making that up.
What are the other choices?
Meatloaf or Flea? Ronaldo.
Flea.
Nope, he's Meatloaf. Something Balzari, Balzani. It's a weird name. Yeah, Meatloaf.
Yeah, someone was trying to be funny who stayed in and lived in my place before I did, and I get junk mail, not junk mail, just not mine, from Richard Aday quite a bit.
Richard Aday quite
a bit. And it's always the most bizarre stuff. Like, I'm just like, who did this? I appreciate it, but it keeps on coming.
That's great.
I get money. You think somebody there had already ordered it, or you think somebody sent it to you?
I have a feeling it might be my next door neighbors who like to have fun and play practical jokes, like I woke up the other morning and found a hot dog on my deck.
Sweet.
Free hot dog.
Yeah. Right. It had been grilled. It was charcoaled.
Oh, nice.
And I know it was them because they went camping this weekend.
I like Ted's angle. Sweet. Free hot dog.
Yes. All right. This has been my lucky day.
There was a hot dog on my deck.
Thank you, hot dog.
Was there a bun?
No, just the dog. I mean, somebody seriously threw a hot dog up on my deck.
Raw dog.
I mean, given your neighborhood, that could be a lot of people just walking by.
I understand that. But at least, I think that's all in good fun.
If you're throwing a hot dog on someone's deck, yeah, there can't be any malice.
Right. I mean, seriously. Like, dude,
he's going to wake up, there's going to be a hot dog in his deck.
I threw a piece of pizza at a bus once.
Why?
Well, yeah.
We were down on 18th Street in D.C. It's famous for these giant slices.
Yeah.
I ran into a bunch of dudes I used to work with at a basketball camp, and we started talking about beef and this and that. By the time my buddy came back, I was just the white guy surrounded by brothers, and he's like, "Where's our pizza?" And they were like, "Oh, yo, his jumper's nice." And it landed on top. I was like, I'm going to get it.
You threw it in the box?
No, I threw the slice, and it landed on top of the bus.
Jesus.
That makes complete sense. That's exactly what I thought the story would be.
Yeah.
All right, Julie, your question, in what year were the first Air Jordan sneakers released?
92.
85.
84.
Oh, damn.
That lot.
Yep.
The original ones were not very comfortable. So Jordan has this famous game in the 90s. He's been playing forever that he puts on, like, one of the original pairs.
Yeah.
And then at halftime, he's like, yeah, take these out.
Oh, I know my name's on it.
Like, these are killing my feet.
All right, Julie. What was Carly Simon's only number one hit?
Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's the only Carly Simon song I know.
I know.
Oh, it's killing you.
You're so vain.
Yes.
Yes.
It's a song about a penis.
Say, originally, yeah, it was written by, it's called "You're So Vainy." And they're like, "Carly, maybe just make it You're So Vain."
Okay.
I'm fine. Right,
well, I was just writing about
you're
it.
You're so vainy. You, your girl, and your Justin.
Hey, Johnny!
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
Justin, are you sober or not sober?
Sober, driving home.
All right, Justin, welcome to Big Dummy. Men's room poll this time around, eliminate one. Daylight saving time, cleaning, Valentine's Day, or getting sick?
Getting sick.
All right. The practical answer.
All right,
yeah,
Justin.
I'm there right now.
Are you sick now?
Yeah, I got the whole, like, sore throat, stuffy nose crap going on.
God, that sucks, man. I think of all the things about getting sick, it's the sore throat that sucks the most.
I'm like, if I'm going to be sick, make it come out my butt, because then I don't have to go to work.
Yeah, but you're driving. Yeah, you're driving, though. That's the problem.
You know, Miles gave that advice to a security guard here in the building. And so I guess someone had called out, and their call out was, quote, for medical reasons. And she's calling BS on it, going, like, come on, man. So Miles goes, look, man, no one believes you if you say medical reasons. Like, I mean, just tell them, I got the poops.
I've been on the toilet for 12 hours straight.
Yeah, they'll be like,
people
stay
go,
home.
Hey. You just take care of yourself.
He's not wrong. Generally, I feel like with colds, people come in, but if you got a flu, it's because of the diarrhea or puking. Where you're like, man, I can't come in.
I can do the show from the toilet. Is that okay? All right, Justin.
Yeah, exactly.
Here is your question. Multiple choice. Goosebumps, hiccups, a growling stomach, or writer's cramp? Horripilation is the medical term for what? Goosebumps, hiccups, growling stomach, or writer's cramp?
You know, I really want to be growling stomach.
Nope. Horripilation is goosebumps. Why did R.L. Stein just call it horripilation?
I call it chicken skin.
All right, kids, gather around for horripilation.
Chicken skin or ball sack?
All right, your question. What is the first word of the U.S. Constitution?
Is it we?
We.
Yeah.
We,
O-U-I.
Yes.
Very good.
Written by the French. Yeah. Yes.
Great porn magazine. Back in the day, Mike, there was a porn magazine called We.
Yes,
and
there
that's
was.
How I, that's how I first learned French.
Was it all French chicks?
No.
No.
It was just skanky broads.
O-U-I, but, you know, first you said O-U-I, and then one of my friend's astute father said it's actually pronounced we, guys.
My brother said the same thing, because I told my brother to cash a porn. I got my hands on, and basically that's what I said. I'm like, I got Fiesta, Mayfair jugs, and oi. He's like, oi. So I showed it to him. He's like, that's we. Sadly, just like Miles, that is the first French word I learned because of porn.
It's what you say when you open up the magazine. Wee.
Wee.
Wee. Wee. I think I only know it from seeing people say it in kitchens.
In kitchens?
Wee chef.
Wee chef.
Really?
Yes, chef. Yeah.
Oh. It never says yes, chef, but wee chef.
Okay.
Ted's into fancier kitchens.
I was say, were you hanging out in French kitchens? It was on TV.
Oh. Okay. Wee chef.
Baby. Time again?
When you say wee chef, I picture, like, you know, a little person and a chef's hat.
That's all I'm saying in French kitchen.
A wee chef.
Are you putting time in that, too? Jesus, man. Do you have any other herbs that you use?
Honestly, it would be hard for a little person to be a chef.
Why?
Well, because you can't lower the grills and everything for one cook.
You can get a little stepping stool or something.
Yeah.
There has to be a little person chef out there. There's got to be.
He invented the slider.
I'm sure there's little people that can cook, like at home.
No, I'm saying the full-on chef. A chef. Like, he's running the restaurant, man.
I make everything on a hibachi.
And you say, listen, I want to give my compliments to the chef. Oh my little brother rolls out there and, like, I'm the chef. I did not see that coming.
Many corn dogs.
Yeah. Hello, Jess. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Jess, are you sober or not sober?
Sober, but real quick, speaking of little people, so my boyfriend and I, we moved to Salt Lake City back in May, and there's actually, like, a whole community, like a, I don't know if it's like an HOA, but it's all little people. Yeah. Like, all of the, everything, counters are small, lower, and steps aren't as tall. I'm not joking.
No,
there's one of those in Virginia.
Yeah, there is.
And it was like, it was a legend, right? Everyone's like, dude, have you heard about the town of little people? I'm like, what are you talking about? And you kept hearing this for years. And like I said, it was more of a legend. Then finally it was confirmed. I'm like, yeah.
Has it been confirmed?
I believe that it has been confirmed.
I don't know. I've heard, I don't know anybody that's actually laid eyes on it. Because the whole thing was like, they built it like, it was like, nobody wants you to know it's there.
Mm-hmm. Jess, I actually, when we first moved here, I was looking for a place to stay. And there was a house up in kind of north of Golden Gardens. I cannot remember the name of that community up there. But either way, it was ridiculously priced, comparatively speaking, to everything else in the area. And the wife and I at the time went to look at this place, and we could not figure out what was going on until we walked in the door. And my buddy Chris, the realtor, he couldn't find the light switch. And the reason was is because it was at his knee. And then when we walked in, everything started making sense, especially when we walked into the kitchen.
Okay.
Because all the cabinets were, you know, they were 2 feet to 3 feet high.
So it was custom made.
The sinks, everything.
That's a tough sell, man.
Have you ever seen the refrigerators that are actually drawers?
Yeah.
They had those. So basically, there were steps leading up to the bathtub. That was one thing that wasn't custom done. I mean, as far as spec goes.
Yeah, yeah.
But there were steps leading up to a bed kind of, you know, platform
thing, yeah.
Right. So the whole house.
So why didn't you buy it? You'd feel giant.
Because you needed to do the entire house, right. All the electrical, all the plug. The shower head was 3 feet high. Like, every single thing in that house needed to be redone.
How low was the toilet? Or was it just a normal toilet?
It was a regular toilet, but it was, again, around a pedestal step stool situation.
Damn.
So it was kind of on a platform where you could walk up and then get on the toilet.
So you didn't buy it.
No.
All right, so I Googled famous little people chefs, and the first one that comes up is this dude from Britain. He's a British chef. He's got dwarfism, but he got attention in 2018 because the school was like, nah, you can't work here, man. You're too little. Apparently, that got him famous.
Oh, bro.
I'm just saying, just logistically, right? Because, like, Miles saw that house. Everything's adjusted.
Yes. Yeah.
I just don't know that you could walk into a restaurant and adjust everything for your little line cook.
Well, what if he only hires other little people?
Oh, sure, it's a little kitchen.
Yeah, in the little kitchen. Yeah.
Can you get White Castle there?
I guess.
Little kitchen. Big platters.
Just here's a question. What country did the United States buy the Virgin Islands from? It's the same country that currently controls Greenland.
Ooh, suck at geography. Puerto Rico? I don't know.
Is that the Dutch?
That was, yes, Denmark.
Yes. They still got Aruba.
Jamaica. Ooh, I'm on this.
They still have Curacao.
All right, Jess, your question. The Christmas Price Index tracks the cost of what items?
Toys?
No, 12 days of Christmas.
12 days of Christmas gifts, because that's super important to everybody.
Every year. I can't afford all the goose.
All right, your question. How many Ivy League schools are there in the United States? 8, 9, 10, or 12?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
How many Ivy League schools are there in the United States? 8, 9, 10, or 12?
Nine?
I'll say 10.
Eight. Hey, Jess, do us a favor. Hang on the line. We got to go to a break. And just real quick, there are eight. It's Brown, Columbia, Cornell, Dartmouth, Harvard, University of Pennsylvania, Princeton, and Yale.
More Big Tummy coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Top selling Halloween candy by state coming up at 4:30 with the head chef. Intense meat and potatoes. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. 206-803-ROCK. Still have Jess on the line down in Utah. Jess, you are on question number 4.
Jess, awesome. Let's do it.
Are you actually in Utah?
Yeah, we moved. My boyfriend got a promotion through a place he's worked for over a decade. And, I didn't really have any reason to stay in Seattle. I miss it. I'm super homesick, but it's not that bad here.
What part of Utah are you in? And keep in mind, I've heard of two places.
We're actually West Valley, but it's kind of, you know how, like, Seattle has, like, Ballard, Fremont, and all the other little areas? Like, we're still in Salt Lake City proper, but it's just one of the little areas within.
Okay.
What do you miss the most about Seattle?
Oh, the water, my friends, my mom.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, just all of it, really.
I like
we're
the water.
Come back to visit, though.
Water was first. Oh, my friends and my mom. Yeah. All right, Jess, here is your question.
I mean, if somebody asks me what I miss most about Maryland, generally I go food, family.
That's true. That's what crabs.
Oh, yeah, food for sure.
All right, Jess, your question. What is the name of Smeagol's alter ego?
Yeah.
Oh, I know this one. Golem?
Yeah,
the
girl.
Well done.
Okay. See you, Jess. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola.
Adam, are you on Team Sober and Team Not Sober?
Team Sober.
All right, Adam, welcome to Big Dummy. Our men's room poll, eliminate one. Daylight saving time, cleaning, Valentine's Day, or getting sick?
Getting sick.
Getting sick. The practical answer's coming through today.
Let's go.
I could never stop that, man. It's a love getting sick, bro.
Your moves are sick, but not anymore.
Surfers would never pick. Stop getting sick.
Now I can't surf, nothing. All right, your question. What common food item is sometimes called goober grease?
Crisco.
Common food item.
Mm-hmm. I can give you a very obvious hint. Specifically, you really like goober grease.
Is it bacon fat?
No. But you will not keep goober grease in your home.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Oh, peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Goober grease. Look, man, don't ask. I don't know.
I got goober grease stuck in my throat.
Look at that goober grease in the kid's diaper. Damn. All right, your question. Which literary bear got its name from a London railway station?
Paddington.
Paddington.
Okay. Adam, nice job.
He likes a goober grease and jelly sandwich.
That sounds, like, oddly sexual.
That's got to be like a Georgia thing.
Yeah, goober grease. Look, I've never heard anyone call it that.
No,
man. I'd start saying, excuse me, where do you keep your goober grease?
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Brock. Welcome to the men's room.
What up? Hola, bitches.
Hola. Brock, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober today. Hey, I got a question for Thrill.
Yeah, man.
Where do you come up with all these great questions for us big dummies?
I mean, just poke around the internet, man. Sometimes it's just a question I have on my mind. Other times I'm reading something, and as I'm reading it, I just think, ooh, that would make a good question. Yeah. And yet, you know, go down the Google wormhole. I have filled my brain with crap that I will never use, except when I watch Jeopardy and impress my children.
Yeah. That's good enough.
That's about the only time this comes in handy.
All right, Brock, eliminate one. Daylight saving time, cleaning Valentine's Day, or getting sick.
Well, I had a problem. There's two of them that I would go with, either cleaning or getting sick. But the thought of cleaning makes me sick, so let's go cleaning.
Cleaning it is.
All right, Brock, here is your question. What organ in the human body is divided into the duodenum, jejunum, and the ileum?
The duodenum.
What?
Duodenum. Wow.
Is it pronounced duodenum?
Duodenum.
Really?
Yeah.
Duodenum?
Duodenum.
That sounds stupid, even if it's right. Sorry. The duodenum?
I have no idea on that one. Liver?
Brain?
Your small intestine.
Oh.
I would have accepted intestine, but yeah. What is it again, Mike? Duodenum?
Duodenum.
Duodenum.
Thank you, Family Guy.
Is that where you learned it?
Yes.
So we learned French from porn. You learned, how to pronounce duodenum. Parts of the organ from Family Guy.
It was an episode where Stewie went microscopic and went inside of Peter and he shot his duodenum. And then on the outside, it goes to Peter and goes, oh, crap, my duodenum's acting up. And then he ran to the bathroom.
Yes.
All right, your question. What was the name of the gang that John Travolta belonged to in the movie Grease?
Grease Lightning. What were the... Oh, shoot.
Yeah, not West Side Story. Grease.
No, I know. I can see them in their white car driving down the thing. Yeah, Grease Lightning. Go. Ah, shoot. The girls or the pinkies or whatever.
The stinky pinkies.
Thunderbirds?
No.
You got it.
The Thunderbirds.
You got it.
Wow.
I mean, technically the T-Birds, but we know that that's what the thing. T stands for, right?
Okay. Thunder.
Oh, man, we just lost everybody on Big Dummy. If you're on hold, call back. 206-803-ROCK. Ted will give me a mic. I'll take on the challenge in the meantime.
I want to be in one of those kind of non-violent 1950 gangs.
So what made you a gang back then? Just a group of buddies? Because you're right, like, you're not doing anything except we're part of a gang. If you say that now, I go, uh-oh.
One of you had to brandish a switchblade. That's all you're doing.
Right.
You're just brandishing.
You just have a switchblade on you.
You'll toss it back and forth.
And gangs, you know, at a certain point, it's just a group of people together.
Correct.
So you could have a gang in high school to kind of protect yourselves without, like, doing anything illegal.
And, you know, it's one of those weird things because it used to be like Scooby and the gang.
Yeah.
Little did an actual gang.
Yeah.
Yeah, Scooby, like Fred, he'd kill him. I'm his cousin.
Yeah. Or you could be like, oh, I've never. Yeah. Right, because you could have like we used to say gang a lot. It's like slang, right?
Right.
Like we got a gang of beers, got a gang of wings.
Well, Little Rascals, they always called them a gang.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Buckwheat, he killed a man. That's when he got his first teardrop tattoo. Fact.
Okay.
Okay, I'm about to put a bullet in your ass. Where exactly is my AF? All right, question for you two.
All right.
You'll get this one, I hope. Zoophobia is the fear of what?
Animals.
Boom.
All right. What is done?
All right. Damn.
Viles, I am sober.
Oh, okay. Thank
you. You can hear it in my voice.
I did not know that.
And I don't want to clean anymore.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
If you're on hold and we dropped you, sorry, welcome back. If you're just calling now, welcome.
Ryan, sober or not sober?
I am sober.
All right, Ryan, welcome to Big Dummy. Our men's room poll. Eliminate one. Daylight saving time, cleaning, Valentine's Day, or getting sick?
Daylight savings time.
It's gone. And it's gone.
Got it.
All right. Ryan, here is your question. What part of your body hurts if you're suffering sphenopalatine ganglioneuralgia?
Your neck.
Your lower back?
Sphenopalatine ganglioneuralgia.
Your fingers.
Nope. Neuralgia. Your head. Technically, it's brain freeze.
Oh. All right.
All right, your question. In what winter sport do you use the terms chicken salad and the McTwist?
Chicken salad and the McTwist. Winter sport.
Mm-hmm.
Figure skating.
The McTwist and figure skating. I love that.
Snowboarding?
Snowboarding.
Get sick again,
that,
dude.
That makes sense.
Oh, somebody's clearing up what I was saying to you earlier, Ted. It says that the reason why they're called a gang is because Scooby-Doo shot someone, and that is the real thing that haunts his past, you see.
Oh.
Yeah.
Also, we did get a call, the clarification on the goober...
goober grease?
Goober grease.
For peanut butter, yeah.
So peanuts are actually called goober peas.
Goober peas?
Yeah.
Okay, well...
But Miles wasn't wrong. Goober is slang term for, like, something else in the South.
Yeah.
I always heard goober as, like, you're an idiot.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Big goober. Wasn't that your buddy's turkey name or something like that?
Yeah, Goober.
It was Goober.
Okay. That's the only way I know Goober. Other than sounds like something on Mayberry.
Mm-hmm. All right, your question. What kind of animal is Canis lupus familiaris?
Kind of animal. It is dog.
Got it. Man. Damn, right.
Specifically a domestic dog.
Very good. Big W is game 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Mike, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Sober.
All right, Mike. Welcome to Big Dummy. Our men's room poll, eliminate one. Daylight saving time, cleaning, Valentine's Day, or getting sick?
Getting sick.
All right. Seems to be doing well today.
All right, Mike. Your question. What were Americans protesting during the Boston Tea Party?
Great Britain ruling.
Taxes.
Yep, taxation without representation. Now it represents Washington, D.C.
Correct.
You have no representation, but we want to collect your money.
And Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but at least Puerto Rico isn't in the 48 and isn't the capital.
Right. So you're taxing these people. Oh, no, you can't have representatives, but we're going to take your money to fund other people's things.
And remember, they used to. I don't know if they still do it, but for years, there was a senator from D.C., but she didn't get to vote.
Yeah,
she just got to hang out and, like, give speeches on the Hill.
Because technically, it's a territory, and that's the issue. So if you're a territory, Puerto Rico, Guam, Washington, D.C., you get a representative in Congress, but they have no voting power. Mm-hmm. So basically, they're meaningless.
Yeah.
All right, your question. P.J. Clapp is the birth name of what Jackass member?
Steve-O?
Johnny Knoxville.
Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah.
Did you know that, Ted?
Well, I just knew his name was not Johnny Knoxville.
Well, yeah. That's a safe bet. All right, Mike. Transom, poop, and keel are all parts of what? Transom, poop, and keel.
Parts of... just something.
Parts of something. Boom. Ted got it. Now, Ted can get it. Anyone can get it.
I have no clue, to be honest.
Is that a boat?
It's a boat.
I only knew that because of the keel.
And the poop, as in the poop deck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's where you poop.
Keel. Oh, wow.
I thought the poop deck was a toilet. All right, your question.
We have a bathroom, sir. It's not the poop deck.
It's in the name.
You're misleading.
According to the Gospels, what did the wise men bring? White claw and wild turkey.
Oh, no.
Heard you had a baby.
I brought the party.
A cheese tray from Costco.
One of them is an impractical joker.
Good call, Mike.
I don't know, treasure?
Right, but what do they bring? They brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
And myrrh. What is myrrh?
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed that.
A ferret.
Now, did each one of them bring an individual thing? So, in other words, this wise man brought gold, this guy brought frankincense, this guy brought myrrh?
Yeah.
Okay, well, two of them are getting kicked out, and brother that brought me gold, you can hang.
What do you do with any of that crap, then?
Well, gold is gold.
Myrrh is a fragrant gum resin obtained from certain trees and used especially in the Near East in perfumery medicines and incense.
Like, he could have just brought a pizza.
Well, and one of them was a psychedelic. I forget if it was frankincense or myrrh that the Greeks used to use.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, Mary, you want a trip?
I mean, this sounds like anybody that's ever eaten a mushroom, but there's a lot of similarities, dude, in the Bible. Staring at burning bushes, this and that, talking to animals.
And like Noah, again, we talked about this before, like, Noah, you had one job. Why are they two male lions, dumbass?
I like how Miles would just bring a pizza.
Yeah, I mean, look, the hardest thing to do is when you have a newborn is to cook. So that's bring true. Over, like, you know, some kind of dish, maybe a lasagna. I don't know.
I mean, I'm with you, but they would have stoned you to death.
For lasagna?
For a pizza?
They haven't tried it yet.
If you showed up at 1 AD with a pizza, they'd be like, what the hell is this?
What about a lasagna?
Dude, he'd have been a king.
Just like, try
oh, my God. This just is tremendous.
They would have loved it, but it would have freaked them out so bad.
I would have brought a high chair, a box of... I'm thinking of all the crap people brought.
I
had a kid. Nobody brought me gold.
A car seat. Those are expensive.
A car seat, yeah.
Diaper genie.
Yeah.
I would have bought a 50 cal and ruled them all.
I'm just saying, man.
I'm the king now. Yeah, screw you, Roman Empire. I'm a 50 cal.
What up?
All right.
And Miles brought a pizza.
Right.
I'm the head of the party.
That's true. You are the man.
Like, thanks, man.
Dude, this is real. Whatever this is, this is good.
Like that famous, Domino's really has up their ingredients.
I was saying, it's like that famous Ozzy Osbourne cut where he's like, I never had pizza. I ate it every
New
day.
New York City or whatever.
Right, gained a bunch of weight. I'm just saying, to them, the idea of melted cheese, like, it would blow their mind.
Yeah, they would think it is divine. Like, clearly the gods have made this. All right, your question, multiple choice. How many hurdles are there in the 400-meter hurdle race? 6, 8, 10, or 12?
8?
12?
10.
10.
Ted, try not to scream out the answer to this question.
Okay.
Ricky, Julian, and Bubbles are characters from what TV show?
Powerpuff Girls?
Oh, come on, man.
I know
where
I was going.
Trailer Park Boys.
Trailer Park Boys.
I get it.
Oh.
You know that.
Watch that. Yeah, Bubbles to me. That's a giveaway.
Bubbles threw me off too there, Mike.
Do you hear how bad his eyesight is now?
For real?
Just from wearing those glasses.
Well, remember when we interviewed him, he was like, are you done filming? Can I please take these off?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Your question, what is the name of Kathy Bates' character in the movie Misery?
Yeah.
I've seen that movie so many times, but
Ball Crusher!
Good Lord.
That's just a nickname. Madam Ball Crusher, the table for two.
I don't know.
Annie,
that's right.
God dang it. Annie, okay.
Annie Ball Crusher Wilkes.
Yes, that was her name.
She was not okay.
No, she was not.
All right, your question. What event inspired Herbert Morrison's famous quote, "Oh, the humanity"?
Herbert from Morgantown, West Virginia.
Was he?
Really? Yep. He used to work at the radio station that I worked at when I first started out.
Impressive.
Then he got a job in New Jersey, which is kind of the hint on this question.
Mm-hmm.
Eastwood knows.
Yes, he does. He saw a disaster in the sky.
Fujifilm knows.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy Page knows.
Was it the Hindenburg?
Boom! All right.
It's a Jimmy Page
one. Jimmy Page, yeah. I put it over the top.
Couldn't have walked him home faster if we had him by the hand.
It's kind of funny. I could name Goodyear every blimp there is. You say Jimmy Page. He's like, oh, yeah, blimps. Good Zeppelin, of course.
That's it. Head Chef coming up with the top-selling Halloween candy by state with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. We'll do that at 4:30, and we get your emails coming up next from the Men's Room at KISW.com.